from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Listen to that show and then think, oh my God, how does Stiney do it?
Now back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. That filling in for Mark Willard and Dan Dibley, here's Stiney and Guru.
I remember her.
Come on, Goo. That had to be your auntie or somebody. Come. She's supposed to say, how does Goo do it?
Please.
I don't like hearing that.
Please.
Stiney and Guru.
Hey, lady, call us.
Couple things. Don't forget, tomorrow we're giving away an autographed Klay Thompson jersey. So listen, you have three times to listen. 8:11 with Willard and Dibs, 1:11 with Bonte and Shasky, and then 5:11 with myself and Guru for your chance to win a Klay Thompson autographed jersey. And I've got to tell you, I came up with a good idea during the crossover.
Which,
when Dallas comes to town, every Warrior fan who owns a Klay Thompson jersey should wear it to the game.
That is a great idea.
I don't want to steal your thunder.
Admit it.
But it's like saying, when you go to a concert, clap. It's like, duh.
You're the only one laughing.
I thought it was funny.
A terrible analogy.
But that's the obvious, Donnie. Wear your jersey and show him some love. He's a warrior
for life.
It's
not obvious.
Yeah. He's not hated. This ain't Durant. They kicked him to the curb, or he wanted to dip. Okay, you feel me on that one. Hey, when you go to the concert, clap. That's what it came across as.
Go ahead, Ken.
I mean, it's a given, right?
Both you guys can
shove
it.
Hey, that's all.
It.
I appreciate you, Ken.
Okay, you know what?
But the way you said it, like, it
don't
was
wear
like,
don't
we
wear
should
them.
Pay you for that.
Don't
idea.
Wear them. No, don't wear a Klay Thompson jersey. Guru's right.
No, now you're flipping it.
No, he's on the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah. We hate him now.
Ooh,
yeah,
I got something cool. To put you in a
bad
mood.
Cool.
We got to get it out the way.
Oh.
We both had one of, Kay wasn't around. We fought like Frazier and Ali on this one. Lonzo Ball and Ben Simmons.
You were wrong.
We both were wrong.
No.
Your dude quit.
Nope.
Your dude didn't need to go see the Wizard, and he never did. He has quit.
The resume of both those players, Ben Simmons has a much better resume, as bad as it is.
He's a quitter.
No,
Lonzo lost cartilage in his knee, and maybe
Simmons
back.
Has been. Simmons is hurt.
He's a poodle mentally.
So? He's had a better career than Lonzo Ball. He still has.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
No, it's bigger than numbers. He quit.
No, it's not bigger than numbers.
And he'd be in tuxedos on the bench ready to go to the club. And, what's wrong with you, bud? Spinal. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Get out there because you're afraid to go to the line. Lonzo was hurt.
Don't make fun of mental health issues that he said he had.
When did he say that?
When he was in Philly. Please.
Well, I'll take it back if he did. I don't believe he did.
He's He won Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons. Lonzo Ball never did. How many All-Star games did Lonzo Ball play in?
Here we go.
Ben Simmons has played in three.
How did it end?
He quit.
It doesn't matter.
He got scared. Ben Simmons, all-rookie first team. 2 years later, oh my God.
Oh, okay, listen to this guy.
Ben Simmons.
Okay, why is he not around?
It doesn't matter.
He's got accolades.
Lonzo Ball's not around either.
I need to go to the do number two with that because what happened? He got a
Doesn't matter.
Oh, Steiny, it's tragic.
Goo.
It's Macbeth.
Ben
NBA
Simmons.
Version, Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons was first team defense twice.
And
he was a better. He's been a better pro than Lonzo Ball. That's all. We talked about who was going to be better. I was right on that.
The biggest disappointment is Ben by far because of what you talk about. He was a baller, and then that series against Atlanta, and the fans turning on him. Now he's scared.
So what?
We don't even know what his status is.
He's still better and had a better career than Lonzo Ball.
But you don't feel good trying to even take a win.
It's a win.
Where's he at?
It doesn't. Where's Lonzo at?
He hurt.
And so is Ben Simmons. He's got a back issue.
That dude is scared.
That's a win for me,
Steiny.
And it's unquestioned. It's unquestioned.
You're doing this for effect. I get it. Like, later on tonight, you'll text me.
Who's had a better career?
Ben Simmons. I'm going to say the guy that didn't quit.
Ben Simmons.
Has quit.
Lonzo Ball hasn't played for 2 years either.
Well, we got a reason. His knee.
Yeah, and we have a reason. Ben Simmons has some mental health issues.
Oh, okay, if you go there.
I am going
lay off.
I am going there.
I don't remember him saying that.
Who?
Ben.
What? Are you kidding? Remember when he wanted to get paid from the Sixers? And
oh, yeah, I'm right.
Come on
right.
now.
All right.
Let's go to Heartbreak Dizzy.
Oh, wow.
In Hayward.
Heartbreak.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Heartbreak.
Hey.
All right, man. I just about that Klay Thompson thing, how you said wear the jerseys. I mean, everyone can afford one now because they're going to be half off at all the stores at Walmart. And
probably right.
And, I'm not laughing. I was calling my hot take, man. I got to clear my conscience, man.
Okay.
Jamarcus Russell, man, for the Raiders. I thought he was going to be the truth, the future. I went and bought my jersey before he even made the team. Man, he was the biggest letdown ever, man. I got to clear my conscience because I still can't sleep sometimes over that one.
Don't feel bad, though. The dude had all the goods, man. 50 yards on his knees he could throw.
Oh, my God.
Don't feel bad.
The things you guys are impressed with.
I swear.
Man. Yeah. Heartbreak Dizzy, your record's been expunged.
Yeah, no
Thank
doubt.
You very much.
This is when I knew.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Heartbreak. Appreciate it.
This is a true story, Steiny.
Okay.
You're not going to care. Your boy was a factor when I was young. Nightlife here in the Bay.
Who?
Me. So we were out in San Francisco. Reg Bass, Silk Basie was with me. It was summertime, and Jamarcus had a fur on with no shirt going into the club. And when I saw that, Steiny, I said, it's Saran. And shortly
he's going to the Hall of Fame?
No, Saran, like, this is the boy, it is. Your priorities are not right. And I hated that I was right, man.
So you were right after you were wrong?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's, you know, hey, I was
wrong. I can't believe you tried to get the Ben win.
It's a lock.
We both took an L.
No, no, we didn't. You took the L.
I think he plays on a roster.
He is on a roster. He's still on the Nets roster, I think. I know he's getting paid this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give you one.
A wrong.
I thought Tiger, after Hey It's Tiger, was coming back and going to kick ass, and I was wrong. And you know what? I'm really hurt because I thought he had, you know what I mean? Like, you don't got to trick us. Men and women cheat, but you could never get it back. And you were one of the greatest to ever do it naturally.
Well,
don't hate on him. Now you're kicking him down when he's low.
Yeah,
he ain't Barry.
He's not gonna
and
make,
I love Barry.
Doesn't look like he's going to make the cut this week at the Open Championship.
See, that's what I mean. Who saw this?
He's 45.
Well, he still should. He's happy to be alive. You saw that ravine he went down, man.
Well, I thought he'd never win another major.
Did you think he would win? No, seriously? After the crash?
Yeah, and he won one.
That's when I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody folded that fourth round on Sunday.
Look
Remember
at you.
Spieth hit it into the water about three times and everybody collapsed. Maybe they were feeling the footsteps of the Tiger. I don't know.
But rather than celebrate him on a day that he was the best, you say the other guys collapsed.
Well, I can only go by what's going on recently, and he was 9 over today.
Oh, he's done. He ain't even Tiger.
Hate to see
he's Banglewoods.
He's what?
That what? Was bad. Just scratch that if we can.
Banglewoods?
Not a Tiger, so I meant Bengal.
Oh, you should have said kitty cat or something like that.
Boy, I'm struggling.
David's in El Sobrante. What's up, David? How you doing, man?
I'm sorry. That Banglewoods comment got me laughing. I'm sorry.
All right.
But I got two bad takes, and then I'm going to call out an entire show. My first bad take, I made the call back in the day that Carmelo Anthony was going to be better than LeBron James. I'll take that one on the chin.
Wow.
Coming off of his national title at Syracuse, I was like, man, he's got game. I was like, whoa, he's going to be better than LeBron. But I was wrong. Second one, I thought Deron Williams was going to be better than Chris Paul.
Oh, man. I'm with
without
you.
The knee injuries.
Yep.
Yeah, you feel me, Steiny, right?
You were wrong early, though. It was a fight.
I'm with you there.
Yeah, it was until the knees gave out. When the knees gave out, it was over.
Yeah. I love Deron Williams in his prime. He was good.
Yeah, he made Carlos Boozer an all-star. Everybody forgets that.
Exactly. You know, exactly.
He was the main reason why Carlos Boozer was an all-star.
Yep.
But I want to call out an entire show. It doesn't exist anymore, but it was in the mornings. Joe, Lowe, and Dibs.
Yes.
Oh, it wasn't just one bad take. It was like 6 months of bad takes trying to shove down our throats that Jimmy G was a franchise quarterback.
Oh.
Every day, if you go back and look at the log, oh, did you see the flat pass that Jimmy threw yesterday? That 10-yard flat pass was beautiful.
Oh, I'm Lowe like, about
are you
to call
kidding me.
Me
right now?
Yeah. Hey, but he actually was for the Niners. He got him to the bowl in a couple NFC championship games. But I get you.
And Guru, when you said when they it wasn't a take, but it was kind of a comment. You said, "Is he Jimmy G or Jimmy INT?" I think that summed everything up right there.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Yes, sir, David. Appreciate the call.
But Williams was giving Chris. That was a good. Hey,
Deron Williams.
He was a baller, man. Utah had a little action too.
Yeah, they eliminated the We Believe team. With Deron Williams.
Why would you? Oh, I forgot. I just thought of Petrus at the free throw line.
Yeah, he missed both.
He weaseled out of there. Let me stop.
Why?
The whole daughter, you know, she did have the eye issue.
Oh, Fisher.
Yeah, Derek Fisher. That didn't
Derek
sit
Fisher.
Well with me. Yeah,
Derek Fisher.
Yeah.
Not Mikal Petrus.
Now, you've been a little quiet with some bad ones. Give us some bad ones from you real quick.
Some bad ones for me.
Yeah,
because
the
quick.
Ben Simmons qualifies, but you just turned it into a dub.
I mean, I don't want to get into the particulars, but and again, this one should have an asterisk. But my Dallas in six,
I was there.
The bottom line is, I can live with that one because I know what happened.
You
and
Whitley
I know,
and I know
how it happened.
No doubt, Stoney.
So,
well, I don't want to be a jerk like Steve Martin. But you got to take the L on Kittle's hands.
Oh, absolutely not. No chance. I said Kittle was a better blocker than pass catcher, and you just couldn't deal with the truth.
No, the truth is I just hate Kittle. Such a cool guy, the receiver doc, that he's okay with not being utilized like he should.
He is being utilized like he should.
He's not Kelsey, but he's right there, but he's not in the offense. That's why I second-guessed Kyle. Acho said yesterday only get 6 targets. Why was Kittle, he's got a block. Well, you need to draft a better offensive line. Kittle is a mismatch, man.
Okay.
And I mean that, dude.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you do, and
people
you're probably
like
wrong
you
about it.
Belittle Kittle.
I don't belittle him.
He's a better blocker.
He is.
Smiling with that grin. What are you saying?
I'm saying he's a better blocker than pass catcher. Period.
Nah, he's
but
a top flight tight end, man.
You've reminded me of something that we haven't brought up yet. So what we're doing today, let me reset, is we're looking back at some of our takes that weren't exactly accurate. Bad takes, if you will. And earlier today, Bonte and Chasky played some sound of themselves after they saw Trey Lance practice for the first time. And both guys essentially declared Trey Lance the quarterback of the future, future Hall of Famer. They'd never seen anything like him, and that he was going to be the 49ers quarterback for the next decade plus. Well, they were wrong. And I thought, well, you know what? Why don't we talk about some of the things that we were wrong about, just to show everybody we can take the joke and we can take the heat.
Yes.
And so I'm also giving you all an opportunity to call in and be honest and tell us some of your bad takes that you believe that turned out not to go right. And then similarly, if you think we've forgotten one of our own, you can call in and remind us at 888-957-9570. I forgot about one of your worst takes of all time. All time.
This is how I know we're in love.
You ready? Kyle Shanahan.
Okay. Oh boy.
Should be fired. Shanahan should be fired.
But it wasn't.
Own up to it.
No, I'm about to step to the mic right now. It was after your boy broke his ankle. And I said that was negligence and he should be fired. On the flip side of that, Stoney, I call him the boy genius.
Well, that doesn't matter. That would be one unemployed boy genius if you had your way. That was a bad one.
No, it was emotional because of Trey.
Right, emotional doesn't make
you,
it right.
You wrecked him, and I feel like you wrecked him on purpose, but I'll step back from that. Real quick, one of my greatest
Yeah. Just say you were wrong on it.
No, I'm not.
I was wrong on Steph Curry. I can say it.
They were wrong
were
on Trey.
Were you wrong on Kyle Shanahan?
No, the way he used, it was offensive to some people. And it had racial undertones to it. See, I don't want to dig all this stuff up. How are you treating this dude like a bull in a china shop?
Because he couldn't throw the ball.
He just ran him up them, and that's when he got hurt.
Because he didn't have speed outside,
look at you.
As we turned out.
But let me give one of my best ones ever, if you don't mind. Just sit this one out, Stoney.
No. So you're really not going to admit that was a bad take? Fire Shanahan.
It wasn't fired on his coaching, Mary.
It doesn't matter.
It was how he went about getting the dude hurt.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Just admit. I'll admit. I've admitted everything I've done wrong.
No, I don't feel differently how he handled Trey. The more I think about it, it gets worse.
Okay.
I'm being real. I'm a guy that can admit my, yeah.
No, you just, well, say it. Admit my mistakes.
Yeah.
Okay, say it.
That's what we've been doing.
Just quick say it. Just for me.
That wasn't
a mistake.
No, Kyle will tell you.
No, he won't.
He would never tell you like that was negligence, and that's why I said he should be fired,
which was a bad take. It didn't age well.
Come on, man.
Look,
let me get this off my chest so I can feel good about myself.
I acknowledged my bad stuff on Curry. Oh, my Dallas in six was terrible.
Well, that don't count. We scratched that. I was there with
take
you.
It.
That was the best.
And everybody remembers.
You should have got an award for that.
Everyone remembers that one. So,
and they break it out when they're arguing with you, like Willard. You took Dallas. I said, Will,
no, you know
that was below the belt, Will.
Willard knows. Uh-huh. Willard knows that he schnookered me. He does.
Right.
888-957-9570. We're talking about some of the worst takes we've had. And if you want to talk about some of the worst takes you've had, we're listening. What were you going to say? You had another one.
Remember, I went to Stockton for the graduation party and they had the taco truck. I still stand by it.
I don't even remember.
Cheese goes on tacos. And remember, people came down my road about. Remember, I told you I went to the event and they had the taco truck with no cheese. And they're like, Guru, that's ghetto cheese.
Oh.
Typical tacos, they need to have cheese. Cheese is a mandate in my world on tacos. And remember I came and told you how disappointed I was I went and bought the cheese? Like, dude, come on. A taco's not a taco if it doesn't have cheese. You don't remember that? And people came for me.
So are you admitting you were wrong?
I'm admitting I'm right. Go to any Chipotle.
That's tomorrow's show.
Oh, boy. Okay, just real quick. What do you mean I'm crazy?
Dude.
Cheese goes on tacos.
I'm sorry, but you live in the Bay Area. You should know better. All taquerias, like traditional ones, there's no cheese at all.
Now give me one
name
where they say.
It's cilantro, lime, and onions.
And extra cheese. I have never went to a taqueria where they said, sir, I hate to break it to you, we don't have cheese. Come on.
Okay, I wish I was president. I thought of another one where I was wrong.
Oh, boy.
I know. There aren't many. I got to really go through the archives. I was wrong recently when I said if a T-shirt has a pocket, it's a dress shirt.
I'm hugging you from over here. But what's crazy is you really, Evan and I talked about you later.
I sold it.
I believe somebody at home told you might have been wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody told me I was wrong on that one.
A little motor line shirt. Oh, man.
That was when I was wearing a black T-shirt that day with a pocket on it. Let's go.
I need help on my wrong takes. I'm running out.
Yeah, let's go. It is your one chance. What was I wrong on? What was Guru wrong about? 888-957-9570. I see it all the time. You bring up old stuff on both on the YouTube chat, on the Xfinity Mobile text lines. Let's go. Get it out, and we can move on. Let's go to Diego in Walnut Creek. What's up, Diego? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. Just driving back from work.
All right.
Yeah, so I have an anecdote, actually. It was more than just a bad take.
Okay.
I actually made a bet with my friend. You guys remember Eric Paschal?
Oh, yeah. First team all rookie.
Yeah. He dropped, I believe, 32 or 36 one game. My buddy and I was so convinced he was going to be great. I told him that was not going to be his career high. We bet a nice dinner on it. And, yep.
Well, you know what? Technically,
appreciate the honesty.
Technically, the guy's not dead.
Oh.
So he could come back and play, maybe. Who knows? Let me look at some of his game logs from that 2019-2020 season.
Stoney's saying you're still alive, maybe.
Yeah, still, oh, my gosh. Yeah, he had 34 against Portland. Oh, my gosh. Eric Paschal, 34 against Portland.
He was a baller for me.
30 against the Pelicans. 24 against Atlanta.
Dude!
Everybody gets 20-plus against Atlanta. 23, 25. Wow. He had 34 points in a game.
We let a show with you saying he could be six-man. Like, that could be his niche in the league.
No.
Yes, in the old building.
No chance.
Put some respect on Paschal's
name. I will not.
Well, now you won't. You're front-running.
No, I didn't at the time. I'm owning up to all my mistakes. That was not one of them. Right. I never bought into Eric Paschal. And you know why? There's one reason why.
Why?
I don't like Villanova guys. So
well,
I,
you don't like the Knicks.
So I don't.
You like their coach.
I do like their coach now.
Now you like the Knicks.
Yeah, I was wrong about Tom Thibodeau.
All right, tell me, am I wrong about Jordan Poole? I said he could be an all-star in this league. Or has the punch given me a reprieve to where, you know what, Guru? You're off the hook.
No, you're not off the hook.
Yeah, he's not the same guy.
It doesn't matter.
But I never thought he'd have to overcome a punch in front of the world.
You have to foresee things.
I did. He got a contract.
If he doesn't make an all-star team, you're wrong. I don't care about a punch.
Oh, no. See, I would argue he's not the same.
Well, so what?
Pre-punch.
Doesn't matter.
I'm telling you. Shout out Hawaiian.
You know what? I thought this was going to be therapeutic, and you're bucking everything.
No.
You're not acknowledging your mistakes. It's unbelievable. That's what we're doing today.
You cannot claim Ben Simmons.
That's an automatic W. Two-time first team all defense.
We don't even know what TV roster he's on. He's been hiding.
He's with the Nets.
Yeah, I bet.
Just say it.
No,
you were wrong about Poole.
I mean this from my heart. How can I be? That he's not the same guy after he got humiliated. That's all.
No.
And the organization.
I agree with the 408. What? Sometimes you tend to make excuses about these things. It's okay. We all try to at times.
Oh, I got one for myself real quick here.
Okay.
The pitch clock. I threw holy hell about how you going to live in Major League Bay, and the pitch clock is the best thing to ever happen to the sport, Stoney.
It is not the best thing to ever happen to baseball.
Oh.
The pitch clock has been horrible.
You're going to say it's ruined Duvall. That's why you're saying
that. No, I'm saying it makes these games too damn fast. I go to a baseball game and it's over 2 hours. It's like, what am I doing here?
It is incredible.
Like, it's ridiculous. These ticket prices are going up. These concession prices are going up. You're basically paying more money to go to baseball, but you're getting less product, and we're saying that's a great deal. Like, when has that ever been how things work?
But
look at Love.
The Summer of Love. I gotta tell him,
What you're missing out on is not actually the game. Is guys walking, tucking their chain in.
Guru, if I'm at a baseball game and I turn to the guy to my left and say, hey, how you doing? And I look back to the game, three hitters have already gone through.
See.
Like, it's impossible to lock in. These games go by way too fast nowadays.
I used to be like that.
Now's when you use his against him and say, yeah, Loveman, you're the same guy that thought the BCS was doing well.
How you take that?
Hey, man, other than that one year, BCS is cooking. Well, 2000, they got it wrong in the year 2000 as well, but that's a whole different issue.
Good. All right, that must have been a Miami year.
Yeah, that was the year when they put FSU in over Miami, even though Miami beat FSU. But they even admitted that was a computer error. They fixed it, and it was all good after that.
All right. Here's what we're doing. We're admitting our bad takes from over the years.
We got to point out our good. I'm ready now.
That'll be the last 5 minutes. Last 5 minutes, we'll talk about the stuff we got right. But we're just having fun talking about some hot takes that didn't turn out so hot.
And can we hear Shasky and Joe again? Bonte on the other side.
Yeah, I'll reset it. This was born out of Shasky and Bonte with one of the worst predictions of all time. We'll get into that. But if you have a bad take or you remember a bad take that one of us had, now's the time to give us some grief. Hey, we're giving away an autographed Klay Thompson jersey on Friday. Listen, that's tomorrow. 8-11, 1-11, and 5-11. Those are your three times to listen for your chance to win a Klay Thompson autographed jersey. Don't forget, this week is all jacked up on 95.7 The Game, presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Curry, nothing.
Now back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Willard and Dibs, here's Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson.
All righty, how's everybody doing out there? I already feel better. I already feel better.
Nah, people taking shots at me.
There's
not enough time in the show to cover Guru's bad. Why are you laughing?
Yeah, it's... Why? Because we're laughing at ourselves.
There you go. If you can't, the great Michael Irvin said, if you can't do that, you ain't ready.
Exactly. So here's what we're doing today, if you just joined us. Bonte and Shasky, a few years back, went to Trey Lance's first practice. And after one practice, they declared him the future of the franchise. They declared him the next great 49er quarterback. And obviously, it didn't work out. They were wrong. And they were laughing at themselves about it earlier today. And I thought, you know what? Let's have some fun today and talk about some of our worst takes. Not just Guru and I, but maybe some of you guys as fans will want to own up to some of the things you once believed that turned out to be false. For me, Steph Curry's greatness was lost on me early on his career. And I'll say this. Every segment, I once said that Steph Curry would be a really good sixth man off the bench as a third guard.
Going to be hard to top that one, partner.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
I wasn't the only one wrong on Steph Curry.
Right, but
okay.
You're the only
and
Matt
it was 10
Steinman,
years ago.
But boy. And the fact that we can sit in front of him and him, I snitch, he's your Skip Bayless. Why did I say that to the chef in front of you?
Because you're mean-spirited. Because you wanted to stick it to me.
I had to paint the picture.
You wanted to stick it to me. A couple funny ones now on the text line. 888-957-9570. If you want to call in or text in some of the mistakes that you've made, or go ahead and remind us of mistakes we may have made. This is a funny one.
Give it to me.
650, worst take of all time from Guru, Bob Myers and I are good friends.
That's my dog. He texts me, Steiny, that's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Why would you read that? That's my guy. Kay, help me out. Check on the goo.
415, I was sure the Warriors had traded the wrong guard when they traded Monte Ellis.
Steiny, that's when I was just getting started. I was screaming from the mountaintops.
Yeah.
He was all we had. If we could go hear the fits or watch the games of him calling when your boy was on fire, because Ellis had his own way of getting on fire. Middies
going
to the rack.
Steiny, he was a but to find out he was the originator of the tunnel shot, still to this day, that was one of the biggest shocks of my radio career. How did I miss that?
I don't know.
I was partying during his era, so I wasn't getting the games early.
Yeah, I don't think you're. You were doing your homework back then.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. This from the 415. Steiny, what was your worst take from the Warriors' most recent championship? I'll tell you what, I can't remember anything specific other than not thinking in a million years they were going to win it. I do remember saying this. Remember when the Warriors had David Lee?
Yeah.
Early in their dynasty. Yes. But remember when David Lee got hurt and Draymond Green started playing more?
Man.
And I remember saying something to this effect. You know, Draymond Green's the kind of guy who, you know, plays 15, 18 minutes a game. He can help you. But I think he's the type of player that if you stretch him out to 30, 32, 34, it's kind of diminishing returns there. I don't know that he can help you if he's playing 32 or 34 minutes.
But you wouldn't have caught hell for that, though, and you shouldn't have. Dre proved everybody wrong, but that is...
Yeah, that was a bad take.
Well...
He was a Hall of... He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
I guess what I'm saying is, at the time, it was an understandable take.
But it was still wrong.
Yeah, like Jamarcus Russell, I thought, was going to be the next.
But who the hell was I to make that statement about Draymond Green a year or two into his career?
I guess he wasn't drafted three or four. You know what I mean? To be like, what's this man talking about?
But that was a bad take.
Yeah, it was.
Thinking Draymond Green, hey, you know what? I think he's a nice rotation piece. But I'll tell you what, he starts playing 30 minutes a game, you know, that stuff's going to catch up to you.
Shocked you talking to me.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Draymond. I was wrong on that one. Let's go to Tony is in Fremont. What's up, Tony? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, doing well, man.
First-time listener. First-time caller.
Cool, man. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. So I got two stories for you. I got one that is relevant to the Steph and Monta Ellis trade.
Okay.
And I got a bad take.
All right.
have a preference.
You're in the right place.
Go ahead.
So I'll give you guys the bad take first. So the bad take, I bet the head pro at the golf course that I used to work at, he's a big Lions fan. I bet him $1,000 Lions would make the playoffs. This was when they just drafted Matthew Stafford. They go 0-6, I buy out $500. He let me buy out. He's a good guy.
Real good friend there.
Wow, man.
A real good friend there. Yeah. That is a good one.
I know what that's like.
I got right out of there.
That is a good one. What about Monte and Steph?
Okay, so I caddied at Cordoval since they first opened, and I think it was either the day of or the day after. They fired Mark Jackson. They traded Monta Ellis. We get to about hole 8, and Steph asked me, who's the best player in the NBA? And I'm a straight shooter, so I told him, sorry, Steph, I like you, but it's still LeBron right now. And then he told me about the shoe deal and how Nike messed up his name. And he asked me what shoes would I want to go with, and I told him Adidas, and he stayed true to Under Armour is what he did. And then I asked about the coach. I'm like, who you guys getting? And he said Steve Kerr's there. I forget the other names. And then I said that would be great because he's been there before. That would be a perfect hire.
There you go. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate the call.
Time with Steph.
This is a good one from the YouTube chat. Harold Miner was Baby Jordan.
Yeah, I was on that train too, Steiny. That man could cuff a dunk and windmill. But what did you think he had the goods, or were you waiting to see?
I was waiting to see because I didn't know.
But think
a lot about
that
him.
Nickname. But we called Baby. He looked more like him, bald head, and he was a lefty. That's what I hated about it. But Baby Jordan.
Oh, and you know we could also do this, and we're talking about some of our bad opinions over the years. We could also talk about opinions that seemed lousy at the time, but aged tremendously.
Wow.
And the first one I think of, and you know I don't like him, but I got to give him his props, Mark Jackson, when he said, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, the greatest shooting backcourt of all time.
Man.
Everybody thought that was premature.
That's his legacy here, although toughening up this team. But, Steiny, he did do that, caught hell. And that's funny. The words out of my mouth were going to be my Mark Jackson take about him getting another job. Like, no, seriously, Snotty, that's done.
Yeah, I think it's. I think he's in a little trouble.
And Mark, I'm one of your bit. Well, not legal trouble.
No, but I'm okay, trouble yeah. getting his next job.
The ship sailed.
Yeah, his legal trouble.
Yeah, I got
is past him at least.
The stripper.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Yeah, but nobody will hire him. And I hate
it. Doesn't look like it.
Sam Cassell's the new Mark Jackson without having a head coaching job, but I'll leave that there.
Let's go to Bobby. Bobby's in Los Altos. Hey, Bobby, what's going on, man?
Hey, I just turned on the radio. This sounds like it'll be a very entertaining program, so I'm excited to listen.
Bobby.
Cool.
I remember this like it was yesterday, but it was basically the end of the regular season this year, regular NBA season. I had just ordered on the KFC app an 8-piece bucket and had called into you right afterwards. So maybe I was just intoxicated on the thought of, eating that delicious extra crispy 8-piece bucket. But I declared on the call that the night before, OKC had overtaken Denver as the number one seed in the West. And in my mind, I thought, wow, now we're going to be the 8th seed and we can avoid Denver. The path is cleared. It's destiny. We are going to the NBA Finals. So, like I said, maybe it was a little KFC grease exuberance, but obviously we didn't even sniff the playoffs.
Wow, man.
I kind of remember that, Bobby. I kind of remember that. Hey, thanks for owning up to it. That's what today's show's all about. Owning up to your mistakes, expunging the record. Mm-hmm.
You want to laugh at me?
Of course.
I thought Marvin Williams was going to be a perennial all-star in the NBA.
The guy from North Carolina?
Yeah, I really thought he was going to. He had the old man game, Steiny, and the I thought he had the goods, man.
Ken, you have the Barkley one? Or is it on my board?
Yeah, that's correct. It's on the board.
It's on the board. It's on the board. McMahon, Curry, Bonte, Shasky. Oh, you want to talk about a bad take?
Oh, man.
All right, so we're talking about bad takes today. Who remembers this one? Who remembers this one?
I'm not big on jump shooting teams. And one year you guys have a terrific season. You think y'all took it personally. The teams aren't going small. They just need quality big men. What the Golden State Warriors did was terrific. But I don't think you're going to see a bunch of... Well, if you can get guards like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, you got a better chance of playing small ball. But I don't think the NBA all of a sudden is going to have a bunch of three-point shooters and playing a bunch of small lineups.
That is the ultimate.
A jump shooting team.
I think he still holds it against the Warriors, man.
Like, I think he holds it against their fans that they forgotten.
Remember
that.
They threw some liquid on them when they were here a couple years ago, open tonight, and Clay joined them. Wow, that one. Stoudy, that might be worse than your Steph. Well, it was.
We're not judging which is the worst and which is the least worst.
I just feel privileged to work with a guy.
Give me another one of yours. I know your list is a few notebooks full.
Vince Young. I thought Vince Young coming out of Texas was going to do the damn thing. He took his team to the playoffs his rookie year, though. There was a little promise.
Okay.
And then he just got fat and got out of – I'm Steiny. He got exposed. Where were you at on Vince? You're looking at me like, goo, that ain't the worst one.
I had him on my fantasy team.
Oh, well, then there it is.
I shared a team with Dan Dibley, and we started him for about half the season. And then I think we went to we went to Sage Rosenfels. I swear to God. I swear to God. Yeah. He played for another team, though, too, didn't he?
The Falcons? The Texans.
Texans.
Yeah.
He played for the Texans. Needless to say, Dibs and I did not win the fantasy championship that year. You know,
Vince was drafted number 3, Steiny.
Yeah.
Overall.
He was a great, great, great player in college.
Man, man.
You know, like, here's what I always think of when we talk about things that didn't come true or bad takes. You know, I'm seeing somebody on the text line saying, Barkley wasn't wrong. And,
oh, my goodness.
Well, hold on. This is kind of where, I understand this point of view. You know, the years the Warriors won their titles early, I don't know if it was their first one or a couple with Durant, but people do forget they led the league in layups and dunks because they spread the floor so much with their shooting.
Yeah.
It allowed all kinds of driving lanes. So in a way, in a way, maybe Barkley wasn't wrong because the Warriors were multi-dimensional, not just a shooting team.
No, but I got to believe for the first one, they led the league in three-point attempts with Curry. I mean, everybody was taking them on. Come on, Steiny. That was you can't let them off the hook.
No,
that
I know.
Was a bad one.
I know. I'm just saying you can rationalize things later if you have to.
Yeah.
Steiny, you hyped up Mason Plumlee like we were getting a huge free agent signing. Well, we didn't. Warriors never got him, but
he's getting a pension now.
I'm a huge Plumlee. He's with another team. He got signed, of course. He's not with the Clippers, I don't think.
No, he left.
But he's somewhere.
And Westbrook signed with Denver today. Yeah. That's a good fit.
Boy, that's a game changer.
That's a good fit for him.
Well, let me make an accurate statement that'll age well. He stinks. He stinks right now.
I thought you were back with Russ of the Russ now that's reinvented himself.
How so?
Plays hard.
Played hard. Okay. I've always given him credit for playing hard.
But now he won't shoot you out of a game. He knows.
Yes, he will.
He knows.
He stinks. Dude, he stinks.
You're
Come on.
Switching up.
I never. No. No.
You're blaming him for the Clipper season.
He stinks. That's
no,
all.
But he
doesn't get it.
It's a different.
He's never gotten it.
No, he gets it now.
Well, it's too late. If he would have gotten it 12 years ago,
he wasn't ready.
Oklahoma City would have won a championship.
A baller then 12 years ago.
Let's go to. Look who's back. Interesting. We're bringing up our mistakes. What's up, Javier?
Oh, boy.
In Vacaville.
Guy. Yeah.
What's up, Javi? Give it to me, baby, as Rick James would say.
Pause. Now, make sure it's clear. I was calling to make sure you understood the Colin Kaepernick take you thought was wrong was actually, in fact, correct.
Oh.
He wasn't a bad player. When you get rid of Michael Crabtree, Vernon Davis, Frank Gore, retires, Aldis Smith retires, or gets in trouble, Justin Smith retires, Dante Whitner, Sean Golston, Carlos Rogers, Chris Culliver, all leave, you know, and you've got your offensive line from, Anthony Davis to Mikey Upati, Trent Baalke, the incompetent GM that is, runs the team and lets Jim Harbaugh walk out the door because of personal feeling and not based on productivity. He's still due for 16 touchdowns to 4 interceptions, 4-1 interception ratio, 20 total touchdowns, just under 2,800 total yards and a 90.7 quarterback rating. And he was thrown to Tom, Dick, and Harry. His number one wide receiver is Jeremy Curley. That whole narrative that was brought to you by the ESPN East Coast Sports Broadcast Network is, in fact, untrue. I mean, who was he playing with Chip Kelly and Jim Sula? A whole bunch of nobodies. You could have been playing X and balling out for them. That's how bad
I agree.
Your connection's not great, but we got the gist of it.
Yes, Donnie, I think the politics got capped, man.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, they were part of it, but
But he had a great run to where, okay, we got a
great
down year or two, so Harbaugh shouldn't have got fired. That changed everything, but I just,
I disagree with that, too. You can't call the owner.
What did we learn today with the paper?
The owner cannot walk into a meeting and the head coach say to him, men only.
Yeah. That, I got you.
You're fired.
That's insubordinate, right?
You're fired. That's all.
They had some good times, though. Shout out J.J. Evans.
They did. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're owning up to some of our past mistakes today. That's what we're doing. We've had a few bad takes over the course of time, and we're revisiting them because it's the fourth anniversary, I believe, of Trey Lance's first training camp with the 49ers, and a lot of people thought he was going to be the quarterback of the future for the San Francisco 49ers, and they were wrong.
Man.
And now we're owning up to things we were wrong about. And you can open up to things you were wrong about. And also, if you want to remind us of something maybe we forgot that we were wrong about, now's your chance to rip us. 888-957-9570. Anthony Randolph, to me's one. I thought he was going to be pretty good.
Okay.
I really did.
I'm going to take you one further, Steiny, and I told you the story about this man not having the jersey on at the game when the Warriors were being coached by young George Karl. But back in the day, Big Mondays were the ACC and Big East.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought Chris Washburn had the goods. I really thought the Warriors had got their guy, and Steiny, the streets of the town got him. He like, you know, he was a talented player, but it never manifested into anything. No. He was a bust. The total definition of a bust. And all yet, the talent in the world, size, thick, could jump, had the little 15, 10 to 15 to start. He was a baller.
Yeah. Size matters.
It does, Bob.
Well, I remember one of your truly bad takes.
I would love to hear.
It's Wiseman. James Wiseman was a real bad take on
but
your part.
But that should be directed at the Warriors.
No, but this is James Wiseman.
I went off of what they were saying because we hadn't seen them.
That's why you got to think for yourself.
Hey, I got three kids and a wife. I do that. My point is, no. I always wanted the big man. So he was the big man.
He dribbled around those cones on that video.
No, he was shirtless dunking, playing the two. Oh, my goodness.
I never understood the Wiseman thing. I never bought into it. I
Mark Spears called him Garnett on our show.
Yes, he did.
Oh, boy. But Garnett!
Don't hit Spears with a stray.
No, but he did.
He doesn't deserve that.
It was BS&G. He told me you and Ponte. I got this dude's hit.
Steiny, please keep it 20. I didn't think the Warriors were going to win it in 2022. No doubt about that. That one was a mistake. I can own up to it. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Matt is in San Francisco. What's up, Matt? How you doing, man?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Max, but
okay,
whatever.
Mac.
Hey.
Remember, at least I thought it was a bad trade, but when we traded Monte Ellis for Bogut.
Yep. What didn't you like about it?
I thought that was really bad. I don't know if everybody else thought that, but I thought that one was really bad at the time, and looking back on it, I don't think it was.
Mm. Yeah, no, looking back on it,
it
might have brought
dynasty.
Might have started the dynasty. Thanks, Mac. Appreciate the call.
But it started the booing. Chris Mullin, Sarah. There should be a 30 for 30 on Joe Lacob, or if they do, you know what? Steiny, the building was against him, and he stood up there with his chest out. He's like, we will win. And we won four. Had one of the best teams ever. Put some respect on his name.
I mean,
if he don't win another one, the job's been completed.
I thought Joe Lacob had one of the worst hot takes ever, and he ended up delivering when he said, see that banner up there?
He did.
We need another one. We're going to get another one.
And he
looks lonely up there.
Yeah, boy. He got a few more, man.
So that's something that... Joe Lacob was right about, for sure. Here's what we're doing, 888-957-9570. When were you wrong about a take? And there's a couple things that have spurred me. If you don't know, this is what Joe Lacob said last night on NBA TV about Brandon Pajemski entering his second year with the Warriors. Take a listen.
He was a revelation, to be quite honest. I mean, he was one of the, all rookie team top five in the league. He started a whole bunch of games for us. Steve had troubles getting him off the floor. I mean, he had to have him on the floor. He was so good. He does so many things well. He's ultra confident. He's got an NBA body. He can get wherever he wants. He obviously can shoot threes. He can drive. He can pass. I mean, what can he do? We're really excited. We think we've got a future all-star.
Is Brandon Pajemski a future all-star? If you had a bet right now,
can we put that on the poll, Kay?
You think Lacob is going to be proven right or wrong about that?
I can't. Wow, Steiny. I mean, and I love me some pods, but Steiny, you know what it takes to be an all-star?
Yeah, I do. It takes a million people in Japan on TikTok to get you voted in.
Let that go.
Pods has an avenue to the All-Star game just like Andrew Wiggins did.
Yeah.
You never know. So 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump in with some. Here's one that I remember, and I'll admit I thought this guy was going to be great. Union for All on the YouTube chat. I thought Walter Berry was better than Chris Mullin at St. John's. Well, you know what? He might have been better than Mullins at St. John's, but I thought Walter Berry was going to be a great pro.
And he had nothing.
But you know what? But hold on. Walter Berry was a great pro in Europe.
Mm.
He played 15 years in Europe, basically.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, so he actually had a great career, just not in the NBA. What's this? K-pop, that's right. K-pop star Bam Bam.
Oh, is that? I didn't know that's how Wiggins got in.
Yeah. So we're revisiting bad takes that we've had.
And you and I got a double together.
Okay, we'll talk about that one on the other side.
Oh, boy, we
have to. Guru and I have fessed up.
Feels good.
I made some mistakes in my early analysis of Steph Curry and his game. I said he'd be a good combo guard coming off the bench. He'd be a good sixth man. And I also said he wasn't a true point guard, which may or may not have been true, but it didn't matter. He turned out to be a hell of a point guard anyway. And Guru acknowledging that one of his worst takes was saying he saw something in Andrew Wiggins' eyes.
Yeah, they won't let that die, man.
Maybe what you saw was just a vacuous look.
Nah, pupils. Two of them.
So, oh my God. 888.
Come on, Drew.
888-957-9570. Or if you remember a bad take that Guru or I
this
have
is
had
where I get nervous.
And that we can't remember, go ahead and give it to us if you want. But we're going to have some fun today. We're also going to get in to some more pod stuff, IUK stuff. And Lowry Markkanen, is he still available to the Warriors? But right now, if you want to admit your bad takes, you can do it on 95.7 The Game. Hey, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That segment was also sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.